Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, it's Emmanuel. I was calling about the Depo-Provera settlement on a recorded line. Were you still looking to see if you're eligible to participate?
Yes.
Sure. Let me just pull up the intake here, and I first want to confirm that you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now, would you be filing on behalf of yourself or like a family member or?
Myself.
And what state are you residing in?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indiana. Okay, so you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Indiana, right?
Yes.
And I bet it's chilly there right now, I take it. I know you guys get real cold in the winter.
Yes, we got snow on the ground.
Oof, oof.
And it's
Okay.
supposed to snow again Friday.
Okay. So you're what in like, are you guys in the single digits?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And what was your injury after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
I had a tumor.
Very sorry to learn that. Do you recall the name of the tumor?
It was mydrial.
Meningioma?
Yeah, better deal. But I pronounced it wrong. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Just wanted to confirm. Thank you. And then where? What body part was that located in?
In my brains, in
In your
my
brain.
head, in my brains, in my head.
And roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in July of 18
July
from,
of 18.
well, January. It really was 1st of January, the week of January of 2019 to July 18th, around 2020. And it was about a year, 0.1, a year and a half.
Okay, so you used the depot from January of 19 to July of 20?
Yeah, 2019 to 2020, yes.
Well, yeah, so I was asking what date were you diagnosed? Not the date that you used it, the date that you went to the hospital and got diagnosed with your meningioma of the brain.
The date I was diagnosed were July 2020.
July 2020. Okay, so you were diagnosed right after you stopped using it?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll put July just as a placeholder date if you're okay with it, July 30th of 2020. Would that be around ballpark?
Yes, it
Okay.
will be.
And then just to reconfirm here, this was the brand name Depo-Provera that you used, not the generic, and that you used for at least a year and four injections before being diagnosed. Does that sound
Correct.
okay? And then let me just plug in that you started, and I know it was like a one shot every 3 months, so since you took it about a year and a half. I take it you took maybe
I took
around
it once
six,
every 3 months, yes.
so s around six shots then, if I did the math right.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and we know you confirmed that you used it after 1992, so let me put in January of 2019 to July of 29 of 2020. I'm sorry. Let me plug that
Yeah,
in.
2020.
And then, will you confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a female.
And then, do you have any other friends or family or coworkers that took the depo and ended up getting meningioma like you, or not really?
No, not really.
Okay. And then I'm gonna verify the name of your the spelling of your name. I have Cynthia, Cynthia, last name Savage, Cavage. Does that sound correct?
Last name Savage, Savage.
AGE. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then the email that shows in here, I have csavage922@gmail.com.
Yes.
Now, for the phone number, I have 317-692-9740 as a cell phone, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what would be your current mailing address?
My current mailing address is 5351 Fatcon Creek Way, apartment 108, B.S. and Boyle. Falcon, F-A-L-C-O-N, Creek Way, apartment 108B, Indianapolis, Indiana, and my zip is 46254.
Okay. And then just to double check here, you said apartment 108 and then B as in Bravo?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. That's in Marion County, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then when you got the depot administered, was it done by a doctor, a medical staff, or yourself? Who?
Our family doctor. His name was Dr. Daniel Vogel.
Spell out the last name.
V-O-E-G-E-L-E, Vogel. Vogel. I might not be pronouncing it right, though.
Vogel. Okay, I see it spelled here. Let me plug that in. So it's D-A-N-I-E-L, and then V-O-E-G-E-L-E. MD, okay. And now, what facility did you see him at? What was the name of the clinic that you saw him at? Do you remember?
Okay, it was a family doctor, and his location is 680 Parkdale Place. And it's in Suite 100 in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay, let me see. It looks to be IU Health Physicians Primary Care. Is that the right practice, the name of it?
Yes, but I had my surgery was held in...
A different place. We'll go to that in a second. Put in. And you said it was the address was 6820 Parkdale Place or
680 Parkdale Place. Yeah. Suite 100.
When I plug that address in, it gives me 6820 Parkdale Place, not 680. Am I just not seeing the right one?
What, 680? Yeah, well, they probably don't change. You know how they remodel and change stuff, I'm not really sure. They probably rechanged it and stuff, but it's in Parkdale Place.
Okay, I'm just going to put the address that you told me. So I'm going to go 680 Parkdale Place, Suite 100, and that's Indianapolis, Indiana, 46254. And then it looks to be Health Physicians Primary Care. Okay. And then, so he was the doctor that gave you the shot that prescribed it and administered it. So there was no pharmacy then, right?
Well, he was the one that gave me the shots, but I got medicine from the pharmacy after I had surgery.
After he had, okay, that's separate than the depot shots themselves. So perfect. Let me just add that to the notes here. Bear with me. Give me 1 second. I'm typing it up, and I'm not the fastest typer in the world. So let me just copy and paste this info as well. And then we'll go on to the next section super quick. Okay, now when you were diagnosed for the meningioma of the brain, was it through a CT scan, an MRI, or both? Or other?
It was both. I had like the blood tests, CT scan, MRI, and I had biopsy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Now, what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you and treated you? What was the name of that doctor? The one I...
Dr. Eric Holmes, H-O-R-N.
See him here, so let me plug that in. Dr. Eric Holmes. And then what hospital did you see him at?
I was at the Hendricks Ridge and Health.
Oh, okay, I see it here. The one on in Danville? On Main
Street? It's Danville, yes.
That's a nice looking hospital. Let me plug it in here. And then I'm checking Dr. Eric Holmes here. Was he a neurosurgeon? Just to double check with you.
He was a surgeon, a neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon? Okay, perfect. Let me plug that in. And then what kind of treatment were you given?
I was given radiation therapy, every time I think about it, it's just like a...
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a lot. I get it. But you, you know, you remain strong and you push through it. So just to confirm, yes. Dr. Eric Holmes was the diagnosing and treating doctor at Hendricks Regional Health, right?
Yes. I was given radiation therapy, chemotherapy for about 6 months, and then I had pain medicine. And every 2 months, I had to visit the doctor for MRI.
Okay. And then do you still have access to your MyChart login for the medical records?
No, I don't.
No? Okay. But either the doctors or the facilities would have access to the medical records that can be sent electronically. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then we're just about done here. A couple more sections. This next one just asks if you were hospitalized for the meningioma.
Yes, I was hospitalized for
12 days.
For 12 days.
Okay, what date did you go in? Do you recall? Just ballpark. No one's going to hold your hand to the fire on an exact date, just to the best that you can remember.
The surgery was July, about the 20-something in July, 25th of July, I would say.
Okay, so we'll say July 25th of...
2020.
And then you said about 12 days, so that would have gone up to, let's see, that would have gone up to August 1 would be 5 days. There's 31 days in July, so that'd be, you said 12 days, hold on, let me bring up a calendar. Give me one quick second. There's 31 days. You went the 25th, so 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So around the 6th of August then, right? Somewhere around there?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Okay. Somewhere around August 6th of 2020. Perfect. Okay. And then let me just go up here and double check because I'm going to change the diagnosis date because I put you at 7:30. We know you stopped using the depot in July of 2020. And then you were diagnosed in July. I had put the 30th, but you were already in surgery by then. So should I put like maybe the 15th for when you were diagnosed? July 15th of 2020? Should I put that for the diagnosis date, or what date should I put?
I'm going to say,
just your best guess is fine. And again, no one's holding your hand to the fire. I just want to try to be as accurate as I can be on my side. So you stopped using it at the beginning of July 2020. You were diagnosed maybe, beginning of July of 2020, and then you were diagnosed maybe mid-month, and then you were in for surgery after that, right? Would that sound fair?
Oh, man. It's...
And I get it. It's been a couple years. Some people don't even remember what they had for breakfast yesterday morning, right? Here I am asking you to remember what happened 3 years ago. Or actually, we're in 2025.
I'm going to say July the 22nd, 2020.
Okay, July 22nd. Perfect. We'll go with that then. We're going to put July 22nd. Alrighty. I have that there. And then let me go on to this next section. Just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No.
Okay. And then the last section is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. Let me just get to that. We'll have it load in just a minute. And it's going to start off with your date of birth.
My date of birth is May the 21st, 1956.
So 5/21/56?
Yes.
And then the social?
420-82-7877.
Alrighty, and then I'm going to text and email you an automated message from DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what is on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll try to do my best to guide you. I'm missing one question here. Just to confirm, you weren't previously diagnosed with cancer before taking the Depo-Provera, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay, should be sending right now. And then, if I'm not on speaker, will you put me on speaker just to make sure that I can confirm that you got the DocuSign?
To the doctor sign, yes.
The DocuSign, yeah. So we'll just complete that super quick. This is the hardest part is, depending on how tech savvy you are, it could take you less than a minute, or if you're not that tech savvy,
I'm not.
Well, that's okay. We'll go line by line and make sure it gets done correctly.
I'm opening it up.
Okay. No rush here.
Ask me, do I receive a doctor sign? I hit yes.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
The doctor sign, what I do, allow while visiting or not allow? What that mean?
Well, so that that you allow it to, when you're using the app, that it'll allow you to open that up.
Okay, allow for now. Then it said continue.
Continue, uh-huh.
And review the act on these documents.
Yep.
Hit agree.
Correct.
Continue.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got a whole lot of stuff. Ben Martin Law Firm.
Oh, do you see a yellow start button at the top?
Yes, the next.
Yep, tap that button, hit next, and then you should see a yellow arrow facing downward. If you tap that, it should bring up a white box where you'll use your finger, not your fingernail, but your finger to draw your name. And then adopt that signature, and then it'll place it anywhere a signature is needed as long as you keep tapping until you see a yellow finish button.
Okay, it says sign, so it opened the box so I can sign my, draw my name or whatever. Okay. And then it said adopt and sign.
Right. And then you'll just keep tapping any arrows until the last thing you can tap is the yellow finish button. So if you keep tapping and you see the yellow finish button and you tap it and nothing happens, then that means we might have missed something somewhere.
Okay. It's a required sign here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my name there.
Yep. Just keep tapping until you see a yellow finish button.
Okay. So have you fully read whatever it says, sign and adapt. I tapped on the yellow button, and it's required a signature, so my signature up on the client's signature. And so what I hit, next, or it said finish at the top.
Yeah, let's tap finish and see if it goes through. If it doesn't, then we missed something somewhere. So
it said you are done, signature.
Perfect. Yeah, you're all set. So in about a week or so, the firm should call you directly to introduce themselves, and then they're going to double check what I sent to them, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So their call will be shorter than ours, but more important because they want to reconfirm everything with you to check for accuracy before taking on the case. But you are all set for now, and again, they'll reach out to you directly in about a week or so. But other than that, you're all set for the day, okay?
Okay, in about a week or so, someone will reach out to me.
Right, they'll call you, they'll let you know they're with the firm that you saw on there at the top, and then they're going to recheck everything, make sure I got the dates and the spelling correct, and then confirm you in their system. But you're all set for now, so I appreciate you, taking my call and letting me help out, and I hope you have a restful day and stay warm, okay? I know it's snowing for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and you have a blessed day also.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.